Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, so that was ridiculous. Today is a new day from the other day's recording, and this morning my accountant is like, "Hey, it looks like there's been some purchases. Looks like we're trying to run payroll. There's really two hiccups with payroll. Management team, can you forward us access or grant us access to the scheduling software before we track the structure hours?" Someone on the management team responds back like, "Hey, please direct all future communications to Nate. Thanks." And that was the end of the email. Like, what in the world? Management team, I'm not handling my instructor schedule. I'm not the one handling accounting and bookkeeping. Like, you're being paid above average rate for this. Everyone replied all on each other and replied back to just the accountant. I wanted off like, "Hey, thank you for including me. This is raising flags for me as a management team person." I know at one point you said you had a referral for someone who would ever want to join a guy like me. Please text me to them. This is raising flags to me on the current person and very quickly. Now, because I'm noticing like this person will be engaged and like say, "Hey, new things, new system, new owner. We're figuring out the new norm on how we operate." And then like as soon as there's stress or pressure, they kind of crumble. And it's fine to like feel stressed or like if you need more time, if it takes more energy, or there's 10 things to do and you only have time to get 3 or 4 of them taken care of in a day. Okay, fine. Like we can prioritize that. That's fine. But to respond back, be like, "Yeah, I'm not going to interact with our vendors and get them what they need. I'm going to have the owner do part of my job. That's not going to work." And so caught up with a mentor today. And we talked for like 2 hours. It's like, "Hey, here's the gist, here's the arrangement." And mentor knows some of the context with some of the staff. And so they have the feel for what I'm going through. And we basically walked through like, "Hey, straight up, I need to have a very like straight and direct conversation with the management person in seat." And just like, "Hey, I know we're a month and a half into this. Here are some things I'm noticing. Here are my expectations from you in this role. I thought we were going to start on this and this, and there are more pressing items that the business needs to focus. And this is where I need your focus needs to be." So, handling vendor questions, ensuring that people are scheduled, and that a finance and accounting is straight away, so that accounting can do their thing. And basically, we validate, because this curriculum is great. They're meant for this role. They're fantastic at it, but they come across like they're wanting me to do their, and that's not what they're hired and paid above market rate. So I got coached through like how to have an expectation conversation. How do I say like, "This is the priorities, regardless of what their report, this is what they are today. Proof that I'm monitoring over the next week. I need this to be on your plate. And then these are my top priorities. And I know you can do it. I believe in you. You've got the skills. You've got the attitude and the gusto to do it. And it's very easy to focus. And I know you'd like to focus on some of these other things. I need you to focus on these other things." It's uncomfortable for me. I'm not used to that. I've been surprised in my career by my employment. I've been stock fired like same day. Like, "Hey, today's your last day, or tomorrow's your last day." And like, there's no room for improvement. No, like, you know, getting a shot to even like correct course, like. And so I'm trying to be gracious and give this person a chance to course correct, adjust. But this has been a historical issue with the prior owner. Well, I'm trying to see it with my ownership tenure, and it's not gonna. Some of these focuses for this person are great for a certain phase of the business that we're not in today. We're in a different phase of the. We're in growth right now. We're not in maintenance mode, and this person is great at maintenance, but not great at growth. So at the moment, the landscape. So yeah, just realizing this is where it's got to go. The business is bigger than me. The rest of the club and the rest of the act are bigger than me. And so for everyone's sake, I need to have a semi-top combo with the person. And thanks for all the hard work. These are the priorities to be focusing on. I've seen A, B, and C. I need to see D, E, and F, and not A, B, and C for now. We'll probably get back to A, B, and C, but for right now, D, E, and F are my priorities. And I need you to own those and figure out how to do it. If they push or try to call my bluff, I'll navigate that as we go. What I'm wanting to see happen is I'm going to say, okay, let's do it. I can focus on this. It's not what I would want you doing, but I can do that. I can follow order. And then can't have people insubordinating me. People doing their work that's not benefiting the business vision that I have for the studio. I'll be doing that tomorrow. And it's not a firing conversation by any means. It's more a revalidating of priorities and focuses and expectations on what I expect of them and what I'm paying them very well. So that's where it's at. Right now, I'm nervous. I'm a little hyped. But these are the big boy pants that I paid to have. And if I'm going to grow, I need to figure out recruiting, hiring, and firing. Because it'll come into the bundle of how do I grow beyond myself? I need people to row the boat with me, not just me row the boat. So here we go. I'm going to finish out the day job. Been working the day job pretty hardcore today. And trying to make sure drama between franchisees and employees at other studios myself, drama free and hiring and recruiting focused. That's where we're at, and we'll do a little pep talk before and after the camera tomorrow. Let's back on that.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.